Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I'm Giselle Bryant.
What's up? What's up, everyone? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here with us once again. Can you tell we love you?
Yes.
Like, can y'all feel the love through the microphone?
Yes, yes, yes. And today we are super excited because we are sporting Reasonably Shady hoodies, people. Hoodies.
What?
Yes. So some of you all can't see us right now, but for those of you that can see us, they are amazing. They are beautiful. They are bad to the bone. Reasonable in red, shady in pink, black hoodies. You better get your life.
Yes. They are so soft and comfortable and warm. They are unisex sizes, so you can purchase them. They will be available for purchase through my website. We got to just, you know, get it out there fast.
Yes.
So the best way to do it is to put it up on Embellished. That's Embellished, ED.shop. So EMBELLISHED.shop. Our hoodies will be on there by the time you hear this.
Yes.
And you might want to act fast because it is a very limited quantity. We are testing the market, okay?
Yes. But you guys have asked for merch, so we are here to deliver. Now, also, you know, y'all loved our little Reasonably Shady party that you all saw and the paddles that you all saw. So just understand that there'll be more merch on the website very soon, like some Reasonably Shady paddles, because y'all want to have Reasonably Shady parties, as you should.
As you should, but okay, how shady should they get?
What do you mean, the parties?
The questions. I mean, listen, if you fall out with your friends because y'all are having reasonably shady parties like us, do not blame us.
No, it's not our, it's not our problem. It's not our fault. Okay? It's your fault.
If you make somebody mad, it's not our fault.
Right. It's on you.
but hopefully you and your friends can laugh at each other.
Yes.
Hopefully you don't take yourselves too seriously.
Yes.
Hopefully you don't have a stick up your ass.
Yes.
You know, and you can just, you know, laugh and kiki and whatever.
Yeah. It's all reasonably shade is all in love and fun.
Yes.
Okay. Now, speaking of shade, we have to have our reasonably shady moment of the week. And I'm going to go first because it is burning in my spirit.
Okay. Oh, my.
So to know us is to know that Robin and I have a person that helps us. Her name is Carly. Okay. She is we've given her a title called Director of Operations. We call her our DOO. Okay. And here recently, I found out that she's been doing things for other people that she has not been doing for me and Robin.
She's cheating on us?
For instance, what? We need like a nice little website put up, and I didn't even know she had skills for that. And then I find out she does, and I'm like, oh my gosh, Carly, you're so shady. So she is my shady person of the week, number one. Number two, we've decided that she possibly needs to change her title. So we're gonna allow you guys to tell us what Carly's title needs to be. Director of Operations is just kind of sounds like she works for a construction zone or something.
Yeah, she's like, she works at the Cisco plant or something. Like she's on the production. She's overseeing the workers on the assembly line. Like, you didn't put that together right.
Right.
So we want like something cute and creative and fun. So what does someone who runs the hottest podcast
boom
call herself?
Right. So y'all let us know. Send us like a note either in my DMs or at whatsup@reasonablyshady.com and let us know what Carly's new title will be. Because right now it is Miss Shady. That's what her title is.
I know. How dare she?
Yes.
Jeez, we have to sell Reasonably Shady hoodies on my website.
Yes, because she has not made a website for us.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so my reasonably shady moment goes to Juan Antonio Dixon.
What? Not Antonio. Yeah. First of all, I didn't know his middle name was Antonio.
Can you believe that? Like, why are they trying? Why were his parents trying the foolery with like the Latin, the Hispanic name, Latino name? Like, just a black man, just a whole black man. So, like, if people don't know that he's has no Hispanic, like he cannot check that box where it's like, you know, your ethnicity, you can't check the Hispanic box right. whatsoever. Like they literally are like Juan Antonio. And it's like, nah, that's Juan. My grandmother, rest in peace, her beautiful soul, used to call him Warren. What? Like, cause she couldn't say Juan. Cause it's like, that's just.
So not, she would call him Warren?
Warren. Yeah. She'd be like, Warren, get over here. Warren?
Okay. Well, what did Juan Antonio do?
So Warren, we have lived in our house. We moved. We've been here almost 2 months.
Okay. 60 days.
Almost. Mm-hmm. And this dude is still living out of his boxes.
What?
Meaning, like, I've unpacked my closet. I've unpacked the kids' closets. I've unpacked the pantry. I've unpacked the office. I've unpacked the family room.
Right.
His boxes, like, of his stuff. It's just his stuff. His closet.
His shoes, his clothes, his underwear.
His shoes, his clothes, underwear, anything. They're still in boxes. And as he wears stuff, he just takes them out the box.
What?
Right? Instead of, like, dude, you've had 2 months to put all of your stuff away in the closet.
Yes.
In the drawers, in the dressers. It's so infuriating.
Okay, until he does it, I'm going to call him Juan Antonio in public.
Juan Antonio.
Juan Antonio?
Yes.
Take all of the clothes out the boxes, Juan Antonio?
Yes. Please. Like, it's so frustrating because I'm like, I have unpacked an entire house and you can't even unpack yourself.
Dude, get it together. Juan Antonio. All of your little briefs, boxer briefs, I don't know what he wears. I don't need to know. Put them somewhere.
Put them in the drawers. Call him a drawer. Put them in the drawers.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, okay, so Juan is shady, Carly shady. We got it for the week. Okay, so we have been, you guys are just like loving us and we love the fact that y'all love us and y'all have been leaving us amazing reviews. Thank you so much. And we're going to read a couple of reviews that y'all said about us because y'all actually like us out here in these streets.
Yes, please. And if you like us and you love us, please continue to show your love. And especially on like Apple reviews, leave us a review because that will make us easier to find.
Yes.
Right? You know, you gotta show the love. But, you know, I want to show love to the people who have shown love to us.
Yes.
So Jen Bill 234 says, this duo is so good. Such a joy to listen to. I love your chemistry and your reasonable and sometimes just shady takes on the world. Each episode has been engaging and real. Love it. Thank you for putting more of this chemistry out there for us to soak in. Fan of you guys on the show too. Cheers.
Love that.
Andrea from Maryland says, hilariously shady. I drive a lot for work, so I listen to lots of podcasts weekly. This is the first time I've ever written a review.
Oh, nice.
Right? You ladies have me screaming out loud. I'm sure people on the Beltway are looking at me crazy. I love the friendship you guys have, and it reminds me of me and my besties. Thanks for the laughs, and keep it up because you bring me joy. So please keep the good reviews coming. That makes us, that warms our heart. We read them, and that just really helps us in the podcasting world. Like, you know, if you want us to keep doing this, we need to know. So please leave us a review.
Yes. And that is very, very easy to do. All right. So we've got some things to talk about because there's a whole lot that's happening out here in these streets.
Yes,
okay.
Indeedy.
So first and foremost. Okay. Because it's been like a lot of fallout from this. We gotta touch on that person that not Kanye, because I said I was never going to talk about Kanye again. Yep. But after we talk about this dude, I'm never talking about him again.
You're done.
Okay. R. Kelly.
Oh, yeah, he's done. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So after today, we're not talking about R. Kelly. Yeah,
no need.
No need. Mm-hmm. Okay. So R. Kelly was convicted on racketeering and child molestation and abandonment and God knows a million things, as he should. And I think he might be sentenced to like 125,000 years in prison. Great. Okay. Glad to hear it.
Right.
So out of nowhere from the cheap seats come Bill Cosby talking about, you know, R. Kelly didn't get the justice that he deserved.
Ooh.
And the judicial system needs to be looked upon because I don't think this young man got a fair trial.
Oh, Bill, you need to shut up.
What? The F up.
like, shut up really quick before someone else finds another charge to pull you up on.
Bill, be quiet. And why are you even chiming in? This man, R. Kelly, has destroyed so many young girls, so many families. He's a predator on young girls. And we found out young boys. Like, he is the worst of the worst of the worst of the worst. Mm-mm. So, Bill, shut it up. Shut it up.
Yeah. No, there's no... The stuff that R. Kelly did is, you can't sugarcoat it.
No.
You can't make it what it was not. It probably was far worse than what we even know.
Yes.
I mean, imagine being a young girl and being, you know, abused and, you know, targeted like that. Imagine what that does to you for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. So Azriel Cleary, I hope I'm saying her name right. She just did an interview with Gail. Mm-hmm. Now, if you remember, she also did an interview with Gail about a year or so ago.
Okay.
And she now sat down recently with Gail to say that everything she said then was a lie.
Oh.
And Gail was like, what you mean? You what? Lied to me? And she was like, everything I said was a lie. He prepped us for days prior to their interview with Gail.
What?
And so that
I miss this.
Every what? Time, this just came out, every time a question was asked, and if they didn't answer it properly in their prep, then he would be like, no, do it again, or no, say it this way. So wow. He was very happy with the answers and responses that they gave then.
Oh my god.
Because Gail asked, like, you know, after their interview was over, what happened? They were like, oh, he was happy as a lark. Wow. Because they defended him. Okay. And she said, we lied about everything. This guy is horrible. And all the people around him continued to tell him how old these girls were.
Right.
And he just like brushed it off.
Wow. Okay. So did she testify?
I don't know if she testified.
Okay.
But you have to understand, he was charged in New York, right? So he also has charges pending in, I think, Minnesota. He's got charges pending in everywhere.
Probably every 50 states.
So I don't know what the law is. I don't know if you, after you've been convicted in one state, do you continue to have trials in other states? I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
But get him for all he's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he's worth anything, but put him under the jail.
Yes.
Seriously. Don't let him touch another person.
Yeah. Ever. Because he's got a problem.
Yeah. And honestly, put him in solitude, because clearly he has a sickness. So he would probably be in jail enjoying himself. Like, I mean.
And these people that were outside.
By himself.
Right. These people that were outside the jailhouse, like, singing his songs after he got convicted.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Y'all are idiots. Yeah. Each and every last one of y'all. Y'all don't come for me. I'm gonna come for y'all. Y'all are idiots.
Mm-mm. I cringe when I hear an R. Kelly song.
So do I.
First of all, I might be in the minority. I thought he was a creep before. Like, I really was not a fan of his music before.
Yeah.
It made me cringe before. But now I like barf. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to be honest. I did like Chocolate Factory. Okay. But not anymore. Not anymore. Okay.
It's
Chocolate
horrible.
Factory be damned. Okay. Now let's move on to Nick and Kevin Hart. Now, this actually warms my heart.
Okay.
Because, and I think you would appreciate this,
because,
you know, they've been playing pranks on each other.
Yes.
And
yeah, didn't they like put someone's phone number on a billboard and
so
stuff?
So Kevin put, okay, so let's back up.
Okay.
Nick gave Kevin a llama for his birthday.
Okay.
Which shitted all over Kevin's property.
Okay.
Okay. Then Kevin, in return, posted a billboard with Nick's phone number, his personal cell phone number.
Okay.
And everybody and their grandmother was calling,
right.
FaceTiming, everything.
Clearly he changed that. Now.
Yes.
Yes.
But I mean, how crazy is that? Like, Nick
That's
has
hilarious.
To call all of his baby mamas.
Yeah.
Tell all of them
this
he got
new
a new
number.
Phone number. Like, it's an inconvenience. Like, Kevin has inconvenienced Nick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big time.
So Nick snuck into his hangar,
mm-hmm.
to Kevin's hangar, and put his face on Kevin's plane.
How do you do that?
Like, he had it wrapped with his, because Nick is coming out with a new show.
Okay. So I call bullshit, but okay. I mean,
because who let you in the hangar
and let you do that?
And let you do that. Okay.
But still. Okay, fine.
Like,
let's be entertained.
Yes,
me stop.
I feel like Nick paid somebody off,
okay.
right, to get into the hangar.
Okay.
And then he wrapped it with an advertisement of his new show that's coming out.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cute.
Right.
Okay.
So when Kevin is flying around, he'll be advertising Nick's show.
Hannah's. Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Okay.
Now, I was thinking we should play pranks on each other, Robin.
Ooh.
But Robin, I think you might go too far.
I might win.
Robin's gonna win. Okay. And if we did prank each other, I might get mad and might end our friendship. Never mind. Let's not break each
other. Oh, man. I was getting excited. Come on. You know, I live with like...
Because Robin's a prankster.
Yeah. I'm a prankster. I'm like around... I'm like a guy's girl. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been around Juan, who's an athlete. I've been around his brothers and cousins and who are athletes. I've been around his college teammates. Like, I'm sorry. The male athletes are like...
Pranksters.
The biggest jokesters. Yes. Pranksters. Pranksters. And so, yeah, you in trouble. Are we doing this?
We're not doing it. Okay, fine. We'll do it season 7.
Okay.
Season 7. Okay. If we make it to season 7, if Bravo wants us back.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not looking good, y'all.
If Bravo wants us back, then Robin and Giselle will be pranking each other. But the question is, who starts first?
Oh.
Uh-huh. Dun, dun, dun. Uh-huh. We shall see. All right. I happened to be home on the day that Kamala Harris was supposed to be on The View.
Mm.
Were you home that day?
I was. And I stepped away.
From the TV?
From the TV.
Okay.
And I came back and it was two people left.
Okay.
And I was like, what happened?
Okay. First of all, they had been advertising that for our vice president, the beautiful Kamala Harris, was going to be on The View for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Whoopi was sick.
Okay.
She had some sciatica or something. I don't know. Okay. They was trying to get Whoopi back because, you know, we all need Whoopi to ask the vice president some, you know, very yes. important questions.
Okay.
Okay. And like, let's be clear. We've been having some extreme issues at our borders.
Yes.
In Texas mm-hmm. with the Haitians.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know how Sunny Hostin, who, by the way, is my soror, ski-wee my soror, mm-hmm. feels about it. She's worked up.
Yes.
As we all are.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she let him have it.
She let him have it. So... all of a sudden, out of nowhere, because they were like, okay, Joy Behar was like, okay, is that her last name?
Behar? Yeah, Behar.
She was like, okay, when we come back from break, the vice president will be sitting here.
Uh-huh.
So we come back from break. No vice president.
Uh-huh.
And then they say, Sonny and Anna, get out. So they leave. And then they come back and say, okay, well, they tested positive for COVID. So then something in my spirit said, it ain't right. It ain't right. Well, did you feel your spirit wasn't right?
Yes. I was like, what do you mean they tested positive for COVID? You're just figuring this out. I'm going to say that a production such as theirs
yes.
does testing very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And before anyone can step foot in the building,
mm.
they know of what their status is. You know, they know what their test result is.
Correct.
And so I'm calling bullshit that they found out right then and there in that moment.
Right.
But my question is like, why? For what?
Right.
For why?
Okay. So this is my for why and for what.
Okay.
So I think that Kamala's people, I'm not going to say that Kamala was scared. I'm going to say her people were scared
mm-hmm.
of the questions that Sonny and Anna had ooh. For the vice president, because you know that Sonny was coming for the jugular
ooh.
About the Haitians that were at the border in Texas.
Ooh.
So I really feel like one or two of the vice president's people was like, you know what?
Yeah,
you
we need to get
what?
Them up out of here. But and it's not just Anna Navarro is a tough cookie,
that's
too.
That's what I'm saying. Both of them.
Mm.
And, you know, Sonny is extremely...
You smart, Giselle. You smart.
Sonny's extremely smart.
Yes.
And
right.
And she's all, you know, she's on the yes. right side of my right. And she asks questions in a way that are direct.
Yeah.
Borderline offensive.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot skirt it.
Mm-mm.
Like, you got to answer
no,
it.
No, she's going to be like, you ain't answering my question. Right.
So I think Kamala got scared. Or her people got scared. Somebody got scared up in that camp.
Has anyone else thought that? Like, did you come up with this yourself?
This is my own conspiracy
theory. This is your theory?
This is my theory and I'm sticking with it.
I actually like that. Because didn't they say afterward that they tested negative?
Yes. And then 24
like
hours later.
They're negative and they're back on TV? Like, they were back on TV the next day?
Y'all are liars, okay?
Yeah.
They didn't have the COVID. They just had, Kamala just had the scaries.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Now,
And you're talking about your other sorority. Look at that.
I know. And Kamala, I love you, though. I do. I mean, I'm not trying to trash you in any way.
You're so shady.
I think you're amazing. Now, do we have some immigration issues? Yes, we do.
Yes.
Ma'am. So, you know, you need to handle that. But I think as far as you standing up for and representing a Black woman, you're doing a mighty fine job.
Yes. And what was the topic? What was the reason for Kamala's visit? It wasn't to talk about
It was to talk about, like, yeah, I think it was kind of like to talk about everything.
Okay.
But that was so hot at the moment. Mm-hmm. And by the way, have we fixed this immigration issue? Because they're not showing it on the news anymore. It has all of a sudden disappeared.
Right.
But I don't believe it's disappeared.
Yeah. No. I mean, the last thing I saw was what they flew some people back, and then like, well,
yeah.
Then what happens? Where are they going? What are they doing?
Okay. But why is it that we fly the Haitians back?
Our director of operations, Carly, is Haitian, and she probably has. Yeah.
She's Haitian. Do you have any insight on this issue?
Let's pass her the mic. Pass her the mic.
Okay. Okay.
Pass her the mic. Okay. We want to hear from Carly, everyone. Everyone, here's Carly.
Yes.
Yes. You get to hear her voice and everything.
So, the Haitians that they flew back to Haiti weren't even coming from Haiti. They're not Haitian. I mean, they're Haitian, but they weren't coming from Haiti. They were coming from Brazil, Argentina.
What?
Those countries. So they flew them back somewhere where they don't have a home.
Why they do that?
They flew them back to Haiti.
Let me say this.
Okay.
Now this sound even more crazy. Okay, like, okay. So Kamala, I know I just said don't be mad at me, but guess what? You might want to be mad at me because that sound crazy.
But why? I don't even understand. How did they even,
you know what that
why
makes,
are they lumped into that? I don't understand.
But that makes sense because my question was always in my mind, how did they get to Texas from Haiti? Because that's you would die before you did that.
Yeah.
So that makes sense. They were coming from Brazil. They were coming from. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh, this is deep.
This is very deep. But even deeper is why are they being flown anywhere? Because we don't fly back
the Afghanistan
people because we scooped them up and brought them here. We don't fly back the Mexicans. We don't fly back actually anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I mean. We know what it is.
This is bad. And people who are, you know, kind of know what they're doing, they need to keep their feet on the necks of the people who need to do something.
Yes.
So let's not let up.
Yes.
I don't know what to do. So hopefully the people who do know what to do
will figure it out.
Yes.
Yes.
Keep it pushing.
Now, you remember back in the day, there was an album that was like our favorite. It was called The Score. And it was like, dun, dun, that thing. Okay, fine. It was Lauryn Hill.
Yes.
And Wyclef Jean.
Yes.
Yes.
One of the best albums ever.
One of the best albums ever. Yes. The Fugees, y'all. Yes. So this means that, we're putting this out there. So either if you don't know what we're talking about, either you old or you too young. But if you know what we're talking about, you just right.
Right.
Okay? You're right in the middle. So this is the 25th anniversary of the score,
oh
album.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I'm old as dirt. What? I was in college.
Let me tell you something. That whole album got me. Yes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What?
No, that was the Misconception of Lauryn Hill.
Oh my bad. Yeah. It was.
Okay. Anyway,
it
doesn't even matter. Robin got it. Anyway,
around the same time.
Yeah. So they are gonna go on tour to celebrate.
Okay.
This
25 years.
25 years, and I got so excited. I was like, I'm getting my tickets. I'm going to get some for my kids. I'm going to show them what music really sounds like.
Yes.
Woo. And then they had like a show and they were like 2 hours late for the show.
That happens. I feel like every time I hear about a Lauryn Hill show, she's 2 to 3 hours late. And then what does she like perform one song and then she's done, right?
She gets winded. She's got to go on the back.
Okay, so they were 2 hours late, and then what happened?
It stops and starts there with me.
That I feel like, didn't we like last week go to Candace's album release party? And she.
Okay.
I'm being reasonable, guys. And she was she was like
late,
many hours late.
Okay. Okay. So let's wrap up this Fugees. Let me, and we're gonna get to
all
Candace.
Right,
okay, let me just say I am not buying any tickets to this concert because y'all ain't gonna have me sitting there for 2 hours.
No.
Okay, so that's that on that.
Was there an opening act? Anything?
I don't know. Let's get to Candace Dillard Bassett. Okay, she's a friend of ours. And she released Deep Space.
Yes.
Okay, we're giving a little plug
it's
for Deep
fantastic.
Space.
It's fantastic.
Yes, get it,
it
on
really
iTunes.
It really is. It's a vibe. Listen to it. You know, listen to Reasonably Shady and then put on Deep Space.
Yes. So Candace had a little album release party over in a little club down in Southeast DC. And I decided to, you know, be in the streets past my bedtime.
Yes.
Okay. And so did Robin. Mm-hmm. We was all up in it.
Mm-hmm. With heels on and everything.
Heels on and everything. So the club opened at 10. Okay. So we thinking Candace is going to give us a stage. There was a live band. Yep. What time did you think you was going to see Candace on the stage?
Like, I would say like 11:30.
Yeah.
That's reasonable, right?
Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah.
But the shadiness of it all, she got on stage at 1:30.
Yes.
In Zamorting.
Yes.
So it was the next day. She got on stage the next day. Okay.
I thought I was going to be in my bed. I thought I was going to be home and in my bed. Because, you know, I leave the house and the kid, oh, when you coming back? I said, I'll be home probably about 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was still in the club.
Right. So I actually brought Charisse with me, Charisse Jordan, who we love dearly. I told her at about 2:25 in the morning, we got about 15 more minutes. And we're out of here. Because Candace came out and sang one song and she left. Where'd she go?
So she
Where did
sang,
Beyonce go?
I know. Yes. She sang one song. Well, Beyonce wouldn't have.
No.
She sang one song and there was something wrong with her audio.
Okay.
And so I think she like went back in so that they could get the audio together. But yeah, Beyonce would have stood there and said,
yeah.
Okay, now y'all better fix my audio. Right? Okay. So,
yes.
You know, but I mean, look, and we're not criticizing Candace. We're just saying I was a little sleepy.
Okay.
But I want to say she was fantastic.
Yes.
I literally was like, wow, like she's like a true artist. Like really, like, you know, with her vocals and her dance steps and just the whole just, you know, package. I was so impressed. But yes, she had us out late. So I feel like, you know, next time if you go to the Fugees concert, you'll be prepared because we went to a Candace.
Let me just say this. All artists should do or say to themselves, it should be on loop in the back of their mind. What would Beyonce do?
Yeah.
Because Beyonce's concerts, if the ticket says 8 o'clock, 8:05, you're gonna hear 1, 2, 3, 4, dun, 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 dun. Like she is ready. Okay. So just all these artists out here in these streets, just what would Beyonce do and just do that?
Yes, please. Because Beyonce we keep coming back. I've been to probably like 8 Beyonce concerts. I've probably been to 5 Beyonce, 2 Beyonce and Jay-Z, 2 Destiny's Child, because I know what I'm going to get.
Yes.
And I'm going to be satisfied.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So moving on. I would like to say that, and this is for the DOO Carly to write down, if I'm ever lost in these streets or y'all can't find me, I want the Kelly Price treatment. Okay. I want the Kelly Price treatment because everybody and their grandmother's panties was in a bunch over Kelly Price.
Oh my gosh. And she probably was just sitting somewhere like, oh my God, I just wanted some alone time.
So for those of y'all who do not know who Kelly Price is, she's a gospel singer. She's an R&B singer. She's been out in these, you know, she's been out singing a you know, reputable artist for years, maybe like 20, 30 years or so. And she got COVID and somewhere along the, she was married. She's not married anymore. She has children, I think, that are semi-grown. Anyway, somewhere along the line, she got missing. Okay. And in her getting missing.
It's like she went to the hospital and she was released from the hospital and then no one knew where she was. Right. Or they didn't know she was released from the hospital.
But she was with the boyfriend. And I think the issue is the boyfriend might be a little shady.
Yeah.
Not Giselle shady, but like shady, shady. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference.
Like Dateline shady.
Yes. Okay. So, so everybody was up in arms. Like DeBrat got involved. She did a PSA on Instagram. Oh, like, where's my friend? Like, leave my friend's name out your mouth. And then the kids was like, where's mama? And then the sister came and was like, I just need to see her face.
Oh my God.
And I'll feel good about my life after I see her face. And then Kelly said, God damn it. And got on Instagram and said, I'm right here.
Right.
This is where I am. And I need for y'all to stop talking about me. Okay. I had the COVID. I flatlined. But I'm back again.
Flatline.
So she said she flatlined. That's what she's saying. I don't know if she used the word flatline.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so why didn't she answer her phone?
Like
why?
Listen.
Why didn't you answer your phone? Was the phone dead?
Kelly didn't explain nothing. She didn't explain nothing. She didn't say why she didn't call her kids. her sister, but clearly she called DeBrat because DeBrat had her back. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And by the way, DeBrat, I want you to have my back if I go missing. Can you do a PSA for Giselle if I go missing? Robin, can you got my back like that?
I got your back. But okay. Can you answer your phone? Something. Like just something.
I just want the Kelly Price treatment.
I can't. But you know, in all seriousness, it was definitely on the heels of the guy that went missing, the grad student in Illinois, Jelani Day,
yes,
who went missing, and he had been missing for a while, and it seemed like nobody was talking about it. So I think, you know, when it was like, okay, we got to make sure we can't let this time pass. We got to make sure we, you know, we let people know we looking for Kelly. So
yeah. I know I'm joking, but in all seriousness, I'm happy she's okay.
Yeah.
I hope that her lungs weren't compromised to the point where she can't sing again, because she has a beautiful voice.
That's a good point.
So, you know, all prayers for Kelly Price.
Yes, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely. For sure.
But that was funny.
Will Smith decided to make a revelation or an announcement. It was like a big announcement. It was like CNN worthy. Like, Will, we know you and Jada have an open relationship.
Duh.
Sir.
Like,
you didn't know, but we knew. I mean, you found out with the entanglement, but we already knew. I'm being shady today, y'all. I'm in rare form.
Yes, you really are. Oh my gosh. But I was like, hold up. Why? Like what? Like why?
which why? Why did he make an announcement?
Yeah. Why do you think it was even necessary to make that announcement? We all knew that
already.
For years,
we knew it. We've known it forever. And actually, we were cool with it. We looked the other way. We said, "Okay, they just doing them. We didn't need an announcement."
That was strange, but hey, I guess, you know, in this, you know, I think it's weird. It's like years ago, celebrities were so private.
Right.
You know, they weren't on Instagram. They weren't on YouTube. They weren't on Twitter, and they were so private, and they valued their privacy. And then somewhere along the way, you know, celebrities felt the need to share their life.
Yeah.
And I think they realized, okay, well, if I'm going to be sharing my life, I can't run from the truth anymore. Like, I can't hide it. And so I'm sure he was just like, balls to the wall, okay? Like,
right. And speaking of celebrity, Shaquille made an announcement that he does not want to be a celebrity anymore.
Buddy, it's not up to you.
And he said, I am denouncing celebrity. I'm just going to be a regular.
He said, I ain't one of them.
He said, I'm going to be a regular schmegler. Shaquille.
Right.
You're like 7'8". Like, how tall is he?
He's probably like, I don't know, 7'2".
7'2". You weigh what, 400 pounds?
400.
Sir, you can't hide. We know who you are.
You can run, but you can't hide.
Yes, and celebrity is what you will be.
Can I tell you, what commercial is it? It's one of those commercials, and he has on the wig, and he has on a disguise.
Yeah.
And I don't care how many times I've seen this commercial, I crack up every time. Because I literally think about like, oh my God, if Shaquille O'Neal walked in front of me with this damn disguise on, like, nobody's falling for this. It is the funniest thing I see on TV.
No, what is falling for the banana in the tailpipe? Shaquille, you are a celebrity, sir. Sorry.
I mean, like, Shaquille, just where should he move? Like, where should we just tell him to move to?
First of all, he can't go anywhere. You have a job on ESPN, don't you? Not ESPN.
No. TNT.
You have a job on TNT.
TNT. So okay. Quit your job, number one.
Yes. Do you want to do that?
Yep. Sell all your Papa John's.
Yes. Do you want to do that? Mm-hmm. No, you do not.
Yep. What else he got? Something.
Everything. He owns like a bunch of stuff.
But then doesn't he want to be like a police officer? Isn't he like
a sergeant or a
colonel?
He can be a sheriff and he can be a colonel, but he will be a celebrity sheriff.
For the rest of his life.
Yes. Now, we do need to talk about the ladies that came before us, and that would be the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh yeah,
couple things. Oh, one, we want to say we're praying for Nene now and for a while. You know, rest in peace, Greg Leakes. I don't know if you ever met Greg, but Greg was a guy that touched anybody that he came in contact with. Just like,
I've never met him. I've heard wonderful things about him.
Yeah. Just like a real genuine dude. Yeah. Love Greg Leakes. Also, Cynthia Bailey is the Queen, Cynthia Bailey, is moving in another direction. She will no longer be a part of the Atlanta franchise.
What a staple. Like, yes. She's like Atlanta staple.
Yes. Icon.
Yes.
We've seen Cynthia get married twice.
Right.
Yes.
We have. And it's so cool to watch like her first season on Atlanta because you can totally see like we've seen her mature and grow and develop and become this beautiful queen before our eyes.
Yes. Yes. 100%. So Cynthia, your face, your whole story, you and Noelle, y'all will all be missed.
Yes.
And then our other queen, our crazy queen from the streets, Portia Williams, will no longer be a part of the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And you know, I love me some Portia. I love to see her twerk and act crazy and silly. And I feel like she's going to be a big hole in that franchise.
Oh yeah. She's definitely going to be missed. She definitely brought a lot of the fun and the silliness. But you know, she's still going to be on Bravo. She's going to have her show.
Yes.
I think that's actually pretty cool that she can have a show about her life and not have to really deal with like the drama.
Dun, dun, dun. Yes. I mean, it's like definitely cool. And it's actually, if you're going to leave the franchise, that's what you want.
Right. It's kind of like she's leaving on top. I mean, there's a lot of like controversy in her life, but I think she's in an awesome position.
Yes.
And I think it's cool. I think her show will be similar to how we feel about our podcast.
Yes.
Where it's like, you know, you get to learn a lot more about us outside of the drama. And so I think with her show, we'll get to learn a lot more about her. And honestly, I could picture her going back. Like for me, this is not a goodbye.
Yeah.
It's a see you later.
Well, Andy said it was a pause.
Yes.
He says he doesn't want to look at it as a goodbye.
Yeah.
Yes. I wonder if Andy will say that to me if ever I leave the Real Housewives of Potomac. He might say goodbye, good riddance, Giselle. Okay. Anyway, so we have a segment that we are now loving. It's called You Ask and We Answer. And there's a couple that we're going to get to. We're actually running out of time. We're just having so much fun today.
Yes, I know.
You got one?
Are you going? No, go for it.
Okay. So, and people ask me this a lot because I have three girls that are around the same age. Grace is 18 months older than the twins. And so the question is, how do I manage spending time with each of your daughters and not leaving anyone out? This particular person has three kids, 6, 10, and 12, and they have very different personalities. So let me tell you something. That is extremely hard. So I have to intentionally work on spending individual time with my kids. It's a little easier because I have twins and the twins want to do things together with me, but they still want their own individual time. So I can say that every day, you know, that I'm home pretty much at night, the girls always come into my room, but they come in one by one. So Angel comes in first. And she and I have like a time to like just go over our day, what happened. She wants to tell me her highs and lows. She wants to give me what happened in her classes. Angel's very smart. She's going to break down. She's going to use several words I don't know the definition of. And we're just going to have like our own time. Adora will come in and then Grace will come in. I typically go to Grace's room and spend time with her. She doesn't really require much. Grace just, you know, she wants a quick hug and she wants me to tell her she's beautiful because she is and she's off. Adora, I get her alone time with her because like on the weekends when I run errands, she's like my road dog. So if I have to go to the cleaners or whatever I need to do, she's in the car with me and she's running my little errands and she loves to do it. And we just talk and laugh. And that is the way. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens organically. But you do have to be intentional about like giving your children their own moments because they're looking for it. They want it. Yes, it's always great when we're all together, but they definitely want their own individual time.
Yeah. And I saw you recently post, you and the twins went to tea, right?
No, high
was it
tea.
Tea? High
yes.
Tea. And I thought that was so nice. It was like your time with the twins.
Yes.
And I know I've seen you do stuff one-on-one with Grace.
Yeah.
And I think that, I mean, gosh, like you're already so busy.
Yeah.
And so the fact that you make it a priority to spend time with each individual or, you know, the twins and Grace or whatever, like that's so admirable.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And I think that's going to like just your girls will forever remember that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Before the pandemic, I decided we were going to go to like different places for high tea because they like it.
Okay.
They're a little bougie. You know, my kids a little bougie. So
we're exposing them to the finer things in life.
I am. So I couldn't get a reservation at the Mandarin.
Mm.
That's like a really nice one.
Okay.
And so the pandemic hit. Of course, we didn't do anything. But now the Mandarin, they have all kinds of reservations available.
Oh, nice.
So that's where we went. And okay. That's actually where we had been trying to go before the pandemic. So it was great. And now we're on a quest. We'll be doing high tea all the time now.
Yeah. See, yeah. And that's the type of stuff that I hear that makes me want a little girl.
Yeah. Little girls are special.
I mean, like I keep my boy. Can I take my boys to high tea?
No, you cannot.
No, I cannot. But I love my boys.
Yes.
All right. So let's see. I have, how hard was it to start your business? Mm. How did you know that it was what you wanted to do? And where did you start? So I think I'm glad you asked this. I actually had a lot of questions about business. And I know we talked about business in another episode. But just for anyone... Like starting a business is not hard, you know, like it's a matter of doing your research and just doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're going to start a business, I recommend, of course, you know, forming your LLC, you know, whatever the name of your business might be, researching it, making sure it's not taken from, you know, somewhere else.
Yeah.
I have an e-commerce business, and so I sell online, and Shopify has made it so easy to build a business.
Yep.
You know, you can just, it doesn't matter. You can have one product, you can build your, go to Shopify, follow the instructions, build your website, and bam, you have a business. So you need a tax ID number to officially run a business.
Mm-hmm. And you can get that with your state.
Well, you get the tax ID number from the Fed.
Yes. Right? And then you got to get your state one.
Yes. So you get your you form your like articles of incorporation with the state.
Yeah.
But make sure you get a tax ID number with the Fed.
Yeah.
And then honestly, I think when people think about starting a business, they think it has to be like super successful right out the gate, or that they have to, you know, achieve a certain amount of sales or whatever. I always tell people it's okay to start very, very, very small.
Yes.
Just start with small goals and say, you know what, if I want to make one sale this week, and then you next week, okay, I want to make 5 sales.
Yep.
And then next month I want to make 30 sales, whatever it is. So don't overthink it. Just start it.
Just get started.
Yes. Just do it. And literally, if you just start working on your website, if you're not ready to launch it, just, you know, work on it at night. If you have a day job, you know, after the kids go to sleep, whatever, hop on your computer.
Yep.
Start working on your website one little, you know, task at a time. And so don't make the mountain bigger than what it is. Just tackle it in little small doses.
And so, don't overthink it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's don't overthink it because all you have to do is just get started.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm telling y'all, we're so blessed to live in the age that we do now.
Yeah.
I would not have my business if this was probably 5 years ago or 10 years ago. There's so many resources out here for you to have a business. I mean, of course you have social media and stuff, but I'm telling you, like, building a website and starting a business is very easy. So don't let it stop you. So
yes, I love
just,
that.
Yeah. That's just my advice on that.
One last one, cause we got to wrap up, is somebody asked me, and I get this a lot and it's very weird. Where did you get your green eyes from? Okay.
Did we talk about, like who in your family
who
has
my
it?
Family. So my dad's father had blue eyes.
Mm-hmm.
My mom has like olive colored eyes. Because it was on both sides of the family, then I got green eyes.
Yeah.
Now, when Grace was born, so all the nurses are looking at me, they see I have green eyes. When my Grace was born, every nurse on the floor of the hospital came into the room.
To see. If she had green eyes.
Yes. If this if this baby was gonna have green eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment they looked at her, they all left the room. And I was like, damn. I mean, but she beautiful,
right,
though, y'all. Like,
right.
Why y'all gotta do her like that? It was not right.
That's
but
so
anyway,
funny.
It was funny, but it was interesting to see. Like, they were all interested. They were talking about it. Mind you, I'm drugged up. I'm pushing. Like, it's the last thing that you want to even deal with. But I do remember, and it did not pass down to any of my children, but hopefully it'll pass down to one of them.
Yeah. And that's so funny. Of course, I share a, you know, similar story. So my green eyes, my mother has hazel eyes. Mm-hmm. My father has brown eyes, but his mother has blue eyes.
Okay. There it is.
My cousin on my father's side has blue eyes.
Okay.
My brother has hazel eyes. So it's like coming from both sides. And it's so funny. Remember, a previous podcast, I talked about the story about like when people would tell me I had pretty eyes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? My cousin texted me. She said she listened to the podcast. She was like, oh my gosh, I felt that happened to me. I had no idea what people were talking about. So like, I think because we looked around our family and everyone had light eyes, yeah. like we just thought it was normal.
Yeah.
But when I was pregnant and I knew I had boys, I was like, I hope they don't get light eyes.
Because they're going to, boys with light eyes is weird.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't want my boys to have light eyes.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Corey's got brown and Carter's like a lighter brown. So
yes.
They're good. But I don't know. It's just something about it. Like sometimes I think they get picked on. Like, you're a pretty boy. I didn't want my boys to be pretty boys.
Well, they are anyway without the light eyes. I know. Yeah, they're cutie pies. Well, people, I think that is our episode. We have had a fun time chit-chatting and laughing with you guys.
Yes, as always,
we'll be back next week. And don't forget, if you live your life, live it either reasonable or shady.
Yep, or both.
Or both. Bye. Yep.
Bye.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at Robin Dixon 10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.